They believe that he is also Michael the archangel. All right? Go to Jude 9. Jude 9. And I want to talk, I know I already talked about this, but I can't believe I keep seeing this. This Jesus is Michael the archangel thing. So I want to just do a real quick little study on this. I just thought of this like 10 minutes before the sermon. But go to Jude 9. Let's look at Michael the archangel. Because this is what they'll use, Jude 9. Jude 9. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, "The Lord rebuke thee." Okay, so you have Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, but he didn't want to bring a railing accusation against the devil. Okay, you notice that? Now, this is important. Michael the archangel, there's two people mentioned, and I already went through this, but I want to point out another aspect of this. There's two people mentioned. He said, "I don't want to rebuke thee, the Lord will rebuke thee." This, number one, you must fundamentally understand who Jesus is, that Jesus is God. And if you don't believe that, you will fall into stupid stuff like this. But let's look at the angels real quick, just real quickly. Turn over to 2 Peter chapter 2. And I want to just show you something about the angels and the Lord that's important to understand so you can explain this kind of stuff to people. Look at 2 Peter chapter 2. I'll give you a minute. I want you to go there. 2 Peter chapter 2. And I think we'll start reading in verse number 9. Let's look at verse number 9. Look at the Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 9. The Bible says, "The Lord knoweth, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished." So whose job is it to reserve the ungodly to be punished? Whose job? The Lord's job. Okay? That's the Lord's job. But chiefly, he's saying, people like this is what he's saying. Them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government, presumptuous are they, self-willed, they are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. These are evil people. Now, look at verse 11. Whereas the angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord. You see that? You see how the angels, look, the angels are there to do a job that God wants them to do. They're there to state facts. But when something goes wrong and there's evil, they are not there to judge. Because they're, you know what, they have complete faith in their boss. Because that's what even the devil, think of it. Even the devil, it said, nope, the person that's going to rebuke you is the Lord. So the angels are there to state facts, to do a job for the Lord. But they're not to speak evil and pass judgment. They're just to do what they're told. That's what they're doing. Now, is there a difference there? Because Jesus is the Lord. Jesus is the Lord. But if you don't think Jesus is the Lord, well, whatever. All bets are off. He's the angel. He's a prophet. Might as well be Muslim. I mean, Jesus is the Lord. So you got this. You got God. You got God who will pass judgment and will rebuke the devil and the evil people, and will judge these ungodly people, right? And to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment, and he will pass punishment. But not the angels. They're just to do what they're told. And they know that. And it's not because they don't have power. It says they're mighty and powerful. But they're there to do a job. They're not there to pass judgment or to punish. That's why they're just like, remember when we talked about Romans 1? And I'm just like, hey, you know, when God says vengeance is mine, just leave it to him. Amen. Leave it to him. That's what the angels are doing here. Vengeance is the Lord's. Look, he's better at it than you. Why? Because he's going to punish them eternally. You see how it all goes together? It all fits together. So if you miss one of these things, these people, it just, all bets are off. You can just get caught up in anything. So, there's Michael the Archangel. I don't ever want to talk about that one again.